Well, welcome. This is Nicole Brandon with Hourglass Bride, and it's such an honor and a privilege and a pleasure always to be on this show. And today we actually have a very interesting situation, which I'm actually very thrilled about. Today's guest was going to be Terry Davis, and we were talking about the mother of the bride. Terry, as you know, is a very famous actress and is well known from the soap world and from all of the theater and all of her television that she's done. And she's also won the Heroes Among Us Award and probably one of the most extraordinary people that I've ever met, ever. I mean, she's truly one of the most loving, giving, heart-centered, beautiful, devoted people that, you know, was ever created on this planet. And I thought it would be so much fun. So she has had two daughters that we're getting married this year, to talk about the mother of the bride and all the ups and all the downs and all the dilemmas and everything that's been going on with the wedding. And interestingly enough, she was coming on as today's guest, and she's dealing with the wedding planner, which I think is absolutely hysterical and perfect. And so when we bring her on, we'll actually have more to talk about. So we are going to actually, her daughter is getting married on October 13th, and we are going to bring her on after the wedding, after all the chaos, and we are going to have her then share having two daughters, you know, being married in a very short period of time, in a matter of months, what that experience was like, and in very, very different venues. And then that opened the door for me to actually invite one of my very special friends and a guest who is one of my favorite people on the planet, and perfectly timed too, because she is doing a global summit this upcoming Friday, and I cannot imagine a better place to be, because as you are stepping in to your love, into your relationship, into your future, you're also stepping in to your power and into relationships, and relationships with your mate, relationships with your family, relationships with your children, and relationships with the world. And there's no one better to talk about this, and not only here, but on a global level. So today's guest is Paula Fellingham. And Paula runs an organization called The WIN, the Women's Information Network Online. And it's really, truly one of the most extraordinary organizations that's in over 150 countries and empowers women and families worldwide. And it really has just done such extraordinary work. And so I'm thrilled to bring her on today. And so welcome to Paula Fellingham. Paula, welcome to our show.
Hello. I'm so always so happy to be on your show, Nicole. You're magnificent.
Thank you. It's so wonderful to be here today. And as you know, you heard me sing at the top of the show, Terry Davis, who is actually helping us with the Women's Information Network Summit, and she has won the Heroes Among Us Award, which means she has done more work for charities than almost anybody we know. And we are honoring in Los Angeles the firefighters, the women in the fire division. And Terry has a very close relationship with the city councils and with the commissions and with the fire department, and she will be on stage as part of that ceremony. So I think it's so perfect that she is dealing with her wedding planner, and we're so honored and so blessed to have you here today, and also to be able to share this incredible event that's upcoming. So
Thank you. I am so excited because this is a star-studded lineup of fantastic, you know, they're leading life coaches and trainers and thought leaders, Stedman Graham, Marianne Williamson, Dolph DeRoos. We've got so many amazing people, Judge Maybelline, you know, Lucia De Garcia, and of course yourself. I should have started with you, Nicole.
I love that. And Paula, I just want to break that down for a minute, because for a lot of the listeners on this show, you know, a lot of times they're new names and they don't even realize some of the people that we have. And so I would love to just go through the list and just sort of talk about
that.
So why don't we start?
Tell them where to go.
Okay, so why don't we start with Dr. Cheryl Clark, who
Is it okay if we tell them where to go? Because if they're listening and they're on their computers or near their computers,
yes,
and then they could be looking at the beautiful pictures while they're hearing us tell about it. So it's www.thewin.org. Wynn, W-I-N, and then the word online, O-N-L-I-N-E.com. And it's called the Wynn Big Event. And right at the top of thewynonline.com, you'll see a big sticker. You'll also see it in the menu. It says the Wynn Big Event. And you click on that, and then it has all these beautiful pictures of the different people we're going to be discussing. All right, take it away, Nicole.
Great. Okay, so I wanted to talk about Dr. Cheryl Clark first, because Dr. Clark is one of my personal heroes. If you could have personal heroes, like people have superheroes like Superman and, you know, Batman and Wonder Woman and all of that, she is definitely one of my heroes. She has helped create a program called the Shock Program, and if you know, people might, that might sound familiar and they're not exactly sure where they've heard that before. And NBC did a special on it. It was on CNN. It was on Nightline. It was on 2020. So, yes, if it does sound familiar, you do, and you are aware of the program. This is the woman that has actually changed our prison system. And when I look at, you know, I went with her. I had the grand opportunity of going to five different prisons and to actually seeing how this system works. And my heart has never been so touched, because a lot of these kids, and they are kids in this program, they're not murderers. They're not rapists.
No.
They're not these bad. They're kids that ran drugs to have money for food. They're kids that were initiated into gangs because they didn't have parents, that, you know, they didn't have a dad and their mom was working and they were walking home from school and got picked up by other kids. These are kids who fell through the cracks, who never had a chance at life. These are not your bad dudes. These are kids that we are responsible for in our humanity, in our society, and it was our responsibility to take care of these kids. And so what these kids do is they can ask the judge to be part of this program. And if the judge says yes, it cuts a half of their time off, a sense. Well, if you're 17 or you're 18, that's a huge difference when you're just starting your life. And the very first thing every morning is you get up and they have this incredible exercise regimen. And then they go to school. And in order to get out of the shock program, you have to graduate school. You have to actually graduate high school. And if you have already graduated high school, you teach trigonometry, literature. So everybody goes to school. You either teach or you learn during the day. And then they have individual counseling. And then they have group counseling. And then in the evenings, they have career training. And if you play the oboe or you play the violin, you learn how to do concert concerto music. You learn how to do musical arranging. If you are a painter, you learn graphic design. So you're not coming out just with, you know, skills to be able to, you know, do like main work or whatever, which is, there's nothing wrong with that. But if you have a gift or talent, they nurture your gift and talent. And then instead of being released, you graduate with a cap and a gown and your families and your friends come. And then they have counseling for years afterwards. And so, because they tell you there are people waiting on your doorstep to sell you drugs, there are people waiting outside. So they make sure that these kids have a follow-through, and they only have a 4% return rate. They become community leaders. They become like doctors and lawyers and people making differences and creating programs. It just because somebody saw them, somebody loved them, somebody educated them, nurtured them. So she has shifted consciousness, and she also has a program that she's going to be talking to us about called Smart Choices for Women, that she talks about so many women that have been battered and abused and don't know how to stand up for themselves and how you make those choices. And she's just when I've watched her speak before, there is not a dry eye in the house, and people are on their feet cheering. She's that powerful a speaker. And so we're so blessed. She's flying all the way from New York to be part of this program. And so she is just one of our many, many speakers. Then we have Lindsay Dyer, who does these 45, 50-foot, 60-foot drops off cliffs. She is one of the extreme sports skiers who has broken all these male records. And she is one of the most beautiful girls. When you look at her, she looks like she should be doing a Dove commercial. Like, her skin is perfect, and her eyes and her, like, she just looks gorgeous. And yet she can do what no man can do. Like, she can defy gravity. She can fly. And she has been on all the cover of these magazines. She was in, you know, listed as one of the top most 100 most important people at our society today for shifting and changing consciousness. She's been starring in movies. I mean, she is a groundbreaking athlete that, you know, I remember as I was growing up, and you look at people like Nadia Comaneci at the perfect 10, or, you know, that there were people, but that was in a field, a perfect 10 of women. This is someone who is breaking, making perfect scores and outdoing male records. I mean, she is just
She's a light. Oh, my goodness. She is such an example. And, yes, let's talk about Lucia de Garcia. Just wrote a magnificent book about bridges to understanding.
Building bridges,
and
yes.
She's like a Mother Teresa to the Hispanic women, isn't she, there in Southern California?
She is, you know, a poet laureate, and she is what I consider like Princess Diana. I had the opportunity to see her, and there were hundreds of women in the most beautiful dresses I've ever seen. It looked like, you know, like Alice in Wonderland, like the fairy tale tea party or something like that.
Yeah.
Like everybody was
yeah.
in their finest outfits. And she walks in a room, and when you have that expression that you can't hear a pin drop, the reverence for her presence, there is like almost as if, you know, an angel just appeared in the doorway, like that kind of a awestruck presence of beauty and energy. And when she speaks and she shares her poetry, her words, her meaning, I felt vibrations in my body that I have never felt before. It's like her words go so deep in a level that you just, there's a reality that kicks in that you say, you know, that this is true, and you don't even need to speak the language. I mean, because everything that she says, it's like the universe is whispering to you, that you are going to hear it, whether it's in Spanish, whether it's in English, whether it's in any language. It could be Zimbabwe. It doesn't matter. She just, what she says, your body says, this is true, this is real, this is love, this is, And she is just incredible, and she is doing an opening with Danielle Barbosa. And Danielle, of, you know, if you could list like your top singers in the world that you love, you know, your Barbara Streisands and your, you know, Celine Diaz, she is one of these voices that can get an entire room. And I always tease when I, you know, hear Danielle sing, because she's actually going to be singing on both of our days. And Danielle is the kind of singer that when she starts to sing, the whole room starts to move, you know, and it's almost like people could fall off their seats because they're rocking with her, they're dancing with her, that she gets everybody up and going. And when she sings, she gets you to cry. Like, her emotions are so deep. But other than being this incredible singer, she was in the movie Argo this year. You know, the Academy Award winning, you know, and she's an actress who's been like from soap operas and your favorite nighttime shows. And I mean, she's, you know, a celebrity actress and singer, but she was also in the really acclaimed musical here, which was Caesar and Reuben, which was the life story of Cesar Chavez.
Oh.
Where she played Rosie, you know, and she played. And
I didn't even know that.
Oh, my gosh. And so she won all sorts of theater awards for, I mean, she brought the house down. And Ed Begley Jr., who is one of our heroes, you know, in the humanitarian world and certainly, you know, in the environmental world, was the producer of the show. And so for Ed to step into the world of producing theater and then to do such an impactful show and have Danielle be a star in it, really. And I remember, I think I saw the show like 19 times. I was addicted to seeing the show because I would just go. And first I was learning so much about that time period, the farming and our history. But I would just go there and I would weep and I would laugh. And the show was just so wonderfully, wonderfully constructed. And Danielle was just magnificent in it. So we're just really, really blessed that she's going to be with us. And then we have Barbara Niven. So
oh,
you
my
want to
gosh,
talk about
one
Barbara
of my
Niven.
Best friends. Yes, Barbara Niven's been in over 3,000 films or commercials in her lifetime, and she looks 30 years old. You know, she's just amazing. Gorgeous, on the inside, the outside, but she's played a multiple of different roles, and you know what kind of a gift it takes for that, because you are an actress, Nicole. But she's just one that, and she says, you know, I'm getting more roles now than I did when I was in my 20s, because she's just been at it so long, but she is such a magnificent force for good, and she will be talking about how to attract the media. And, you know, there are 2 days for this event. It's next weekend. It will be Friday, September 20th, and Saturday, September 21st. The first day is Win Big in Business, and the second is Win Big in Life. It's called the Win Big Event. Our Global Women's Summits are something totally different, and you could see those on the website. But this is the Win Big event. Win Big in Business, and that's Friday. Win Big in Your Life. So let's talk about some of our superstars that are our superstar, one of the many, but will be there on Friday, is Stedman Graham.
Oh,
and Stedman
that's
is
remarkable.
You know, I know, and he's so amazing. And, you know, he has a wonderful message. He just started a program that's called Identity, Passport to Freedom. It's a 9-step success process, and he wants to share that with the women, and he even invited me to help him customize it for women, so that was a great honor. But it's a magnificent, he is magnificent, and, you know, he's such a good speaker, and I think people underestimate sometimes some of our men who are a little bit more quiet off stage, but then on stage, they're just powerful, and he's magnetic. So I think the women will just love it. Men and women, of course, men are very much invited to this event, too, even though it's hosted by the Women's Information Network. So we're looking forward to Stedman on Friday, and then Saturday we have our beloved Marianne Williamson, of course, a global thought leader, wrote Return to Love and many other best-selling books. But I love Marianne. She's been on my stages several times, and she's a dear friend, and just people are not the same. When you say she rearranges people's DNA, she really does. She gives them, you know, how many people think original thoughts? This is, Marianne is a very thoughtful, transformational leader, no question about it.
She's just, and she has such a beautiful energy and such a beautiful spirit. And it's amazing because when I watch her speak, Paula, and I've had, you know, I was at your event at Salt Lake City, and she was speaking at the WIN event at Salt Lake City.
Mm-hmm.
And people are on the edge. They move forward in their seats. They actually, you see people scooching in their seats to get closer to the stage, almost as if like she was Santa Claus and they could climb on her lap. It's like people, truly, you know, they can't. It's such a great thing to watch. And then and equally to that power, also on Friday is we have Dan Clark.
Oh my gosh. And he's in the Speakers Hall of Fame. And, you know, Dan Clark just reaches out and grabs your heart and rips it out of your body almost as he speaks. And it's story after story. He's been in so many of the Chicken Soup for the Souls, and he's just a he's a force for good. He's absolutely incredible. And, you know, if no one else was speaking,
people would be filled.
Yes.
Sorry,
yes,
and his
absolutely.
Book that he just had coming out called Significance,
The Art
of
Significance.
Do you know that he gave me a book, and you know Saturday that we're honoring the women of the Los Angeles Fire Department.
Let's talk about that.
The Los Angeles Fire Chief, Brian Cummings, is going to be on stage with Kathy Lee Crosby, who is the original Wonder Woman, and on the show That's Incredible, and they're honoring the women. But when I met with him, I was carrying Dan's book. Now, Dan gave me this book, and I hadn't read it yet, and it was my intent to read it, but I was carrying it, and I had it with me in the meeting, and Chief Cummings said, "What's this?" And I said, "It's Dan Clark's new book, The Art of Significance," and he said, "Do you think I could borrow it?" I said, "Yes," and so I have not read it yet because the Los Angeles Fire Chief has my art. Maybe Dan will give me another book, but he is loving it. He told me it's incredible, so he is busy reading The Art of Significance, which by Dan Clark, which I absolutely love. And then how appropriate is 25 years of women in the Los Angeles Fire Division.
And what we learned, tell them what you learned, Nicole, about the percentage of the time that they spend on fires versus other duties.
This was incredible. I was invited to the Fahrenheit event, which is like their big gala. And what I learned at this event was it made me almost want to change my career and do nothing but public relations for the fire divisions, truly. But do you know that only 3% of what firefighters do is actually fight fires? 3%. 85% of what they do is 911. People dial 911 and the fire department shows up. So if you had a heart attack, if you had a stroke, if you were stabbed, if you had a cat in your tree, if it's a domestic dispute, they show up. And what they said is that when someone dials 911 and they show up, when they leave, they have somehow made it better. Mm-hmm. And even the homeless and people that don't have money dial 911 because if they're sick or they broke their arm or something, the fire department will show up. Even if they don't have money for medical care, somebody will come and fix that. Or if they're bleeding or if they need a ride to the hospital. Like, people dial 911 when they have an emergency, and they always show up. Also, what I learned, which blew me away, which I had no idea, was all of their different divisions. They have a bicycle division. I saw these bicycles with these little black packs, and I said, what's this? And they said, oh, that's our division, our bicycle department, our cycling department. I said, you have a cycling department? And what I learned is it's a separate training, and they have 65-pound packs on the back of their bicycle, and they learn how to go up and down steps, how to jump off roofs, how to go, you know, and all this stuff. But a bicycle could get to a crowd like the Boston Marathon faster than an ambulance or a fire engine or a paramed vehicle
and
give somebody medical help. And they also have wave runners, and the wave runners have medical packs, and a wave runner can get to a surfer that's drowning faster than the Coast Guard. So they have their dog division, you know, the dogs that can go in and the dogs that can find bodies and, you know, all of this. And then they have a division where it's like lightweight suits. I looked at this material and it was the most unique. It was, I just wanted a workout outfit in this. I was like, this would be so cool for a workout outfit. But this material, they can go in, and if it's like anthrax or something, the material protects their skin. And they can go in and they can check for all of these things, you know. And they also have special materials where they can go in for, like, electrical fires and, you know, whatever that is. And so they have all these divisions that people don't even know about that are there. And I said, oh, my gosh. I said, we need to be writing articles for, like, Cycle Magazine, for, like, you know, Surfer. Like, that people, the public awareness. And, you know, and in talking to these women, one of the women that's going to be on stage with us, who is now, you know, one of the heads, Jennifer Wilcox, who's amazing. And she said there were 60 people in her class, and she's the only one that graduated. Like, it is so difficult. And of all of the divisions, the most difficult division to get into is Los Angeles, because Los Angeles, we could have riots. Los Angeles, there could, you know, it's like the same as Manhattan. It's, and she said, and people kept saying, like, why don't you go to Broken Bow, Oklahoma? Or why don't you go, like, you know, Wyoming? Or, the, like, you know, and she said, this is the toughest city because anything can happen here. And those 911 calls are everything here. And the fact that in all of the Los Angeles County, thousands and thousands of firefighters, we have almost 90 now, between 80 and 90 women, that's it. And those women fight fearlessly. Those women go into burning buildings. Those women are rescuing your loved ones. They're the ones with ambulatory care, with paramedic skills. They're the ones with counseling. They're, you know, they are the ones training, you know, all of the other people. And so we are honoring them. And Kathy Lee Crosby, who, of course, you know, is such a celebrity. I mean, she played in Wimbledon. She went from being a tennis star to a movie star to a television star to one of the greatest humanitarians and philanthropists on our planet. And so for her to be able to be on stage and to honor these women is just going to be so brilliant. Absolutely. So incredibly brilliant.
So it just goes on and on. This
yes.
It's such a magnificent opportunity for everyone who's listening to you know, make a change in your life. Say, my goodness, I'm going to step my game up by going to this, because there's no way someone could attend this Friday, Saturday event, even if they came for just one day, they could only come for one day, and not be a better person. It absolutely will. They'll be so glad they came.
Absolutely. And I just want to highlight a couple more people that we absolutely
sure.
have. You know, we have Vicki Abelson.
Yes.
And Vicki Abelson.
Women Who Write.
Oh, Women Who Write. And Vicki is, I mean, to me, she, other than being a brilliantly talented writer, it's so funny because I see her stand up and she's like a stand-up comedian. She is so funny and she is so hysterical. And she is so full of life and so full of, and she is one of the brightest. And I mean, and I say that, you know, truly in the word bright, in the word intelligent, in the word really one of the wisest, genius, forward-thinking thought leaders on our planet. And she is so funny that even though what she's saying is, it's like if you were talking to Nietzsche, but he was a stand-up comedian, it's like, is that, could that really be true? Because it's so funny, but it's really true. And she went from being a housewife to knowing that she had stories inside of her, and sharing those stories, writing books, and not only being able to get her writing out there, but said, I'm sure that all these other women around the world have stories, these incredible stories. And she created Women Who Write for screenwriters, you know, television writers, book authors, magazine publishers, and the women that she has brought together and that work together. I mean, she is just a media genius. And I'm so thrilled because anytime Vicki is on his stage, the world's a brighter place. The world's a, it's like
yes.
a doorway opens in your mind and your brain. You're like, oh, that was the epiphany. That was the thing for the past 20 years I've been trying to get. But she just said it. That's it. That's the thing. And so I love Vicki. And then I love that we're balancing Vicki out with my very favorite comedian, with his Yakov Smirnoff. And, you know, and.
Just even hearing his name makes me smile. He is
oh
one of the most gifted
gosh.
Comedians
I love-
on the planet.
I love when he said he got here and it said America loves Smirnoff, and he was like, what a country, you know, but that, you know, all the signs. But the thing that really struck me about Yakov is I brought him on the show, and he did his Happily Ever Laughter, and you know, he was talking about it's not about telling jokes. It's when you trust somebody at such a deep level, and when you trust people, how your heart is open, and then you that opens the doorway to laughter. And but what I wasn't aware of until you and I went to the show together, you came to Los Angeles, is that he did the artwork for the mural on the 9/11 building on the, you know, and so at Ground Zero.
Isn't that amazing?
That was, and when he was telling me the story about how nobody would put it up, you know, and that they kept telling him that he couldn't, all he wanted to do was this tribute. And even though the show was, we did it here on Hourglass Brides, on his comedy, Happily Ever After, Paula, I was sitting here crying. Tears were running down my eyes when he was telling the story. And he has a way of mixing heart and love and compassion with humor in a way I've never seen anybody do it. So what did you think
he
when
does.
You saw his show?
Oh, I loved it. And thank you again. I was your guest, and I loved that evening show. And then we went out to dinner with him afterwards, so it was delightful. No, he's magnificent, and everyone will love it. You know, they're just, and in addition to this, what we have are some really hardcore principles of how you grow your business. And we have people such as Mia Davies, she'll be talking about the social media explosion, cutting edge things that people want to do to get out there, you know, in their business. And Dolph DeRoos. Dolph is a magnificent global entrepreneur, as you well know, Nicole. And Dolph is going to be telling them how to take their business global. For those who, you know, there's so much that we're offering on that day for business. It's mixed with business, how to take your life and your heart and your business global. But as far as your life and your heart, I'd love to invite those who would like to learn more about the WIN and how we are in many, many countries strengthening women and families worldwide. And you can learn more about that by watching the WIN story on the homepage of thewinonline.com. And it says the WIN story. It's less than 3 minutes. It tells all about us. But, you know, this event next Friday, Saturday, at the Bonaventure. I don't think we even mentioned that it's going to be at that beautiful hotel.
No,
don't you just love the feeling in that hotel with all the water features?
It's so extraordinary. The energy there, and it is such a great history of the Bonaventure. And one of the things I was really struck by is, you know, we've been working with Sarah, who is their event coordinator. And I have never worked, I mean, you and I both have done a lot of events in a lot of hotels, with someone who cares so much, not just about the hotel, that because she does, she truly does care about the hotel, its history, what it brings, but she cares that the experience that each person has from the time that they drop off their car at the valet to their way to the, you know, down the hallway to being able to this, that each experience is something that you remember, that this was special, your day at the Bonaventure Hotel. And she really wants to make each event that special. And so I've never, ever run across that, because most people are like, okay, here's the room, and this is, you know, and she's not like that at all. It's like this is her wedding. It's almost like this is her day. Each thing, each detail, each moment, each memory is so important to her. And to have someone that cares at that level makes such a difference. And so I love that we're at the Bonaventure Hotel. And I love, she was saying, what a beautiful relationship they have with the Los Angeles Fire Department. And so I'm so glad that we're able to work with both of those. And also we have the Hollywood Beautification people are going to be there, which are like my favorite organization that plants trees. They plant trees in all the poor neighborhoods, and they give away trees. Do you know if you live in Los Angeles, they'll give you up to 3 trees? All you have to do is ask for them, and you say, this is where I live, and I face this direction of light, and they will come give you the trees. They'll help you name it. They'll help you plant it, but you have to take care of it. But they will give you trees. And
it's
to
amazing.
Beautify your area, they help children grow vegetable gardens. They clean graffiti off the buildings. They have safe passage where they pick up kids and take them to community programs. So, you know, they're not picked up by gangs. I mean, they are the best organization. And they have a beautiful building, which has the very first biospell. And you can do programs there. If it's an environmental program, they will give you this beautiful building for free. So they're an amazing organization. And, you know, so they will be there honoring us. And then also some of my favorite people are coming to D.C. Cordova.
Yes, my dear friend D.C., and she has such global work. She has the Accelerated Business School in China, and then she has a Money and You experience that I attended for 3. And you did too, Nicole. That went through that program with her. But D.C. Cordova, and she's even a Dame Cordova, been knighted. So all these people that are going to be there, let's talk about Deirdre. Oh, my goodness. Wow. You've had such wonderful experiences with this lovely, transformational human being. Tell about Deirdre Haidt.
Deirdre, I can honestly say, is changed my life. You know, other than the fact that my parents gave birth to me, the next person that made such a profound difference in my life has been Deirdre.
Wow.
And
huge.
It's huge. She has the Radiance Foundation. And I mean, I can't think of a more appropriate word, because she is light. She is, you see her and you feel safer and warmer and more centered in yourself. And you feel like anything's possible and a knowingness that you never knew before. But Deirdre is the one that goes to the United Nations. Deirdre is the one that, when we do the prayers from Malala or the Connecticut or the Katrine, when there are prayers that need to be heard around the world, when that bell needs to be rung for world peace, for world prayer, for world unity, she is the one that is, you know, literally it's her words, her thoughts. I It's funny. I was house shopping. This is a great story. I was house shopping, and I was with the realtor, who is coming to the event, by the way. She's women in real estate. So she's coming. Yes. I was with at that time with the realtor, who I did not know at that time. I had only met her for like a day, and we were shopping for houses. And we were at a restaurant and stopped for lunch, and my phone went da-da-da-da. And it was the prayer from Malala. And I read it, and she said, "Is everything okay?" And I said, "This is Deirdre Haidt, and she has the Radiance Foundation, and she has an organization called the Daughters of Miriam, which is secret wisdom, and women from around the world, you know, are connected to her." And I said, "But she writes these prayers that are peace calls, like the shofar on the Jewish holiday or something. It's the sound of peace throughout the world." And I said, "Would you like to hear it?" And she said, "Sure." And I'm reading this prayer from Malala to the realtor. And when I finished, three other tables around me and the bartender were crying. The people around me that were listening were crying. And the bartender came over with a glass in his rag, and he said, "Who wrote that?" And I said, "Deirdre Haidt." And he said, "Who's Deirdre Haidt?" And I told him, and he said, "How does one find Deirdre Haidt?" He
Aww.
Said, "That's..." And it was like, and everyone in the restaurant was just paused by Deirdre's words. And I saw her, she went to an event that Lucia D. Garcia did for International Women's Day, and she got on stage and didn't even speak the language, and people, you could see their face shift. There was a glisten in people's eyes. It was like God put a little light in each person's eyes, and they were all sparkling and shining. There was just this beauty, as if each person had been touched themselves. Like, you know, I felt like Tinkerbell came down with a magic wand and touched every person in the room just by her energy and who she is. And her workshops, when you go to her workshops, it's the most remarkable thing, because the people are like from Navy SEALs to presidents to famous artists to incredible, you know, global singers to, you know, political figures to people making it. It is so diversified. It's like if you are ready to be in that 1% of the top of the planet, making a difference in the planet and really living the life that you know you are meant to live, you're going to end up in front of Deirdre Haidt. And
yes.
If you are looking to connect to the rest of the world in a way like you never knew was possible, it would be through Deirdre Haidt's words. And she is just, the fact that she is there is such a gift. I remember that the city of Los Angeles brought her on for the 10-year anniversary for 9/11. And they had the doves that were released, and they had the bagpipes and the candles, and she did the closing prayer. And I remember, as far as the eye could see, candles, you know, and I remember the birds flying, and as she was there, and her words were resonating throughout, you know, all of California, and it was just, she's the one, you know, she's the one that really can do that. And so the fact that we have Deirdre Haidt is, and she is opening for us, and she is speaking for us, and it's so wonderful. And when I think about the fact that she does this, it's so amazing, because also, you know, we have Chris Carruthers singing, as we talk about the men. And Chris Carruthers was Marius and Les Mis. When I met Chris, he was doing Marius and Les Mis. And I remember him singing about the empty chairs and empty tables and being on that stage and just being riveted that somebody could connect to humanity in such a way. And, you know, and through the years, I've watched him in A Little Night Music and Jersey Boys and in Greece with Rosie O'Donnell and, you know, all these shows that he's been in, Scarlet Pimpernel, but I'll never forget the very first time that I saw Chris, and he was Marius and Les Mis, and that same kind of feeling where you're just saying there's this universal truth that just resonates And it's just, it's so fascinating, and it's so beautiful, and it's so exciting to be part of it. And then, you know, and I also looked and saw you have a judge coming.
Oh, my goodness. This is an actress down there. She is on and right now I'm forgetting the name of her show, Judge Maybelline. She is magnificent, hilarious, and a favorite of so many people. And I'm sure the listeners who are down in Southern California will know of her. But she is she's very excited about coming. She's going to be one of our highlights. Just I love it when we have actresses. You know, they just will add such fun to the event. Let's tell them about, speaking of fun, let's tell them about the Fly Poets.
Oh, my goodness. This was something that I didn't even know existed. I met an artist, this incredible artist, and what he would do is people would speak, and he would paint whatever they said. And not only would he paint it, but he would paint it in the time it took you to say it. You know when people sign language next to you? So you could get up, Paula, and he'd have no idea what you were going to say, and you can introduce people to the wind, and by the time you were done introducing them to the wind, he would have painted the whole intentionality of the wind, the painting.
Wow.
And it's a painting
wow.
that's like a masterpiece painting that people would pay hundreds of thousands of dollars for in that time. And so he told me, he said, you know, well, I was saying, this is remarkable. Where do you do this? How do you do this? How did this is you're the only person in the world I've ever seen do this. And he said, well, you know, I actually do this once a month also at a place called Fly Poets. And he said, that's the show you really want to see. And I said, what's Fly Poets? And he said, Fly Poets are these young people that actually are poets, or they're writers, or they're storytellers, and they get up and they share their vision of the world from their 15-year-old, 17-year-old mind, whatever. And he said, and they've won all these, you know, writing competitions, speaking competitions, whatever. He said, and what they say is nothing you have ever heard, because you have never heard society through someone's eyes who sees it and witnesses that way. And these kids get up and they say what they see on this planet and a way to heal it, a way to make it better, a way that they find humor in things that, you know, we don't even see, being cynical, being jaded, being adults, being whatever it is, and that it's their words that he gets to paint that really has changed his life. Because he has opened, and his paintings that he has done off of their words are the ones that are the most impactful paintings around the world. And so I thought, wouldn't it be magnificent if amongst all these very famous speakers, we had these kids whose words could change lives, whose words can just go into your heart and into your soul and into your consciousness, that you just say yes and rally to the truth, and that you see things in a way that you've never seen them before. And so, you know, I'm just so thrilled that they're coming. And then, you know, as we talk about words, we have Deborah, who is talking about taming your tongue. What is her subject, and how does she do that?
Yes, it's taming your tongue. Well, she talks about leaders. And, you know, so many times as a CEO or as a manager, a leader of your organization, a leader in your home, and a sister, it doesn't have to be a CEO, but she talks about how you should be so careful with what you say, that words are powerful, and you have great power to hurt or to heal, to love or to cut, you know, to really damage your relationship with others. And leaders tame your tongues. And it is a little bit more geared for business people, but I always love taking what everyone says and applying it to my personal life as well.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah.
And then
we
also just one of them, as I was just going to talk about the show Friday night, but I cannot forget one of my very personal favorites, which is David Corey.
David Corey. Tell about that, and then I'm going to tell about the ladies coming from India.
Yes. So David Corey, who literally teaches you how to be in the power of your voice, And, you know, he's been on Extreme Makeover. He's been on The Swan. And I have watched him with audiences, and he will get one woman up, one, just a single woman. And that one woman, it's like dominoes, will literally change and affect every single person in the room, because what she said and the way he shares how to be in the power of your voice and to share your heart and your spirit and your soul and your thoughts and your business and your life and your desires, and the way that he explains that, and the way that he literally, it's almost like painting the light of the vocal power on the planet and the world, and people are jumping out of there. They're like, yes, they're jumping out of their seats. They're laughing hysterically. They're in awe. They're in honor. Everybody wants to, like, pick me, pick me. Like, he is so, and he's so entertaining. You know, I've laughed till I've cried watching him. He's just fantastic.
Yes.
And I'm so thrilled that he is going to be there. He was like somebody that I was really fighting, because I cannot imagine an event like this without somebody that you talk about vocal power. And he really, yes. And then you're just going to talk about world power now, right?
Oh, that's right. Well, we've got a beautiful woman coming from India, from Mount Abu, India. And what she is, her name is Dr. Bini Sarine. And she has her PhD in spirituality, which they give there. And I love it. She is part of the Brahma Kumaris, and they call them Brahma Kumaris, and it's an organization that helps people, well, in many different ways. They have ashrams, they have universities where people get their degrees, young people get their degrees, all ages, and they do have, one of the departments is the spirituality department. And I was honored to speak in Hyderabad, India, and that's where I met her at the World Parliament on Spirituality, and we connected on a heart level. The Brahma Kumaris have over 8,000 campuses, they call them. They have great big auditoriums and ashrams and throughout the whole world. And it's where some of our global women's summits will be. And Dr. Bini Sarine is coming flying to speak at our event. And she'll just be speaking about 20 minutes, but she is fine with that because she's an angel. We have so many, as you can, if you're listening to this through the whole hour, you see how many speakers we have. But she's very fine with that, and she is, but she'll touch your heart, and she's going to talk about the women in India and the women of the world for just a short while, but it'll be magnificent. And then we have another woman from India, and she lives different places in India, but right now she's residing in New York City, and she's flying here or to LA to be able to speak at our WIN big event. And her name is Mother Maya. She goes by that throughout India. She is revered and loved, and she talks really about how to have peace in your life on every level, beginning, of course, from your heart out. It's inside going out. And again, we're so blessed to have her and to have her wisdom and her spirit there for a short while, just speaking about 20 minutes. But she'll be magnificent, and we're so honored to have these people really sacrifice to take the time and come at their own expense to be able to share their lives and their hearts and their messages, magnificent messages, with us. So we're so honored.
Oh, it's just going to be such a wonderful event. And I would love you to also just quickly talk about ETV and the WIN itself.
Okay.
And
I'd
how
love
people
to. Thank
can participate
you.
In the WIN. Yes.
Yes. Well, the mission of the WIN is to strengthen women and families worldwide through education, enlightenment, and to us that's having a serving heart, and entrepreneurship in an effort to eradicate illiteracy, poverty, and hunger, and to increase the level of love, prosperity, and peace on earth. So our short motto is, we're women helping women live our best lives. And we do that online and on land. Now, we just talked about one of our events, but in addition to this, this is a corporate WIN event called the Big WIN event. The WIN Big event, excuse me. But our events that we have globally are called Global Women's Summits. And in fact, next Saturday, we are presenting a Global Women's Summit in Masaka, Uganda. And we're putting on 1,000 of these all over the world, and it'll take several years, but it's part of a global initiative. And that's on land, our beautiful live events. Online, we are just launching what we're calling ETV for women. And these are women who are experts, and if you are an expert and you're listening and you could just contact, just write to info@thewinonline.com, info@thewinonline.com, and just ask about it. But you could go onto the website, thewinonline.com, and click on ETV shows, and you'll learn all about it. And so it's a wonderful program where experts share their video shows just 10 minutes a week, once a week, and they have their shows, and we bring hundreds of thousands of people to the website, and they help bring them to their shows through social media, and we also highlight them. And we're just launching this. So we qualify the women, and you do need to be an expert and a wonderful presenter so you can share in a compelling and enthusiastic way your message with hundreds of thousands of people. And we have 30 channels. So we're putting 30 experts in each channel, so 30 fitness, 30 finance, 30 business, parenting, health, fitness, beauty, it goes on and on. I said fitness twice.
That's okay. And, you know, and as
fitness twice.
I love that, especially since you're talking to me, so that's why you said fitness twice. And, you know, and I just want to talk for a second about this upcoming event that we have Friday and Saturday, because as a bridal show, I think it's such a perfect time when you're stepping into your new life, when you're stepping into the world of relationships, whether that be with your mate, with children you're going to have, or children that you're combining, or children that you are now step-parenting, or your in-laws, new relationships. And some people are combining their working and businesses. They're going into business with their partner, with their mate. And a lot of times you have to learn how to combine your finances, or you're learning, you know, social media skills or whatever that is that you're doing. You're learning relationships, you're learning prayer, you're learning philanthropy, you're learning how to do all of these things together. And so there are all types of relationships as we relate to each other, as we relate to our mate, as we relate to our families, our friends. And I think that this two-day event opens so many doors, and to meet so many women that are such great resources from every avenue, you know, and certainly it offers opportunity that you never even knew was possible. And at a time when you're really looking at your future, and I think that when we're getting married, we're looking at the fairy tale coming true, and that the happily ever after, and making all of those dreams come true. And there's no better resource in how to make your dreams come true than other women. The sisterhood community is such a strong and powerful community, and it's a perfect time to say, I'm going to take a day for myself or 2 days for myself and allow myself to marinate in all of the knowledge and all of the wisdom and all of the love and all of the light and all of the joy and all of the wonder and all of the power that we have available to us, and especially here in the Los Angeles area and on a global level. And so many resources. And if you do have a business, or if you're even looking for flower arrangements, or you're looking for a wedding planner, or you're looking for a caterer, you're guaranteed you're going to find somebody there, you know, who's very top in their field, because this is the top of the top of all women in business and all women in personal relationships. And so I cannot think of a better event. So, you know, I'm just so thrilled that this is happening. So let's tell people again, this Friday and Saturday at the Bonaventure Hotel, and that is downtown Los Angeles, and the Bonaventure Hotel is one of the most
Figueroa.
gorgeous, wonderful hotels that you possibly can imagine. And it's all day Friday and all day Saturday from 9 to 6. On Friday night, we even have a fashion show and a makeover, right? So it's going to be so much fun.
And
it includes a beautiful lunch each day from the Bonaventure Hotel. And
they can register. We haven't even told them where they can register.
Yes, how do they register? How does someone go, Paula, to the WIN?
Yeah, how do we go to this? All right, so you go to the, T-H-E, WIN, W-I-N, online, O-N-L-I-N-E.com. And then you're going to see up at the top the WIN Big Event, and you click on it. Now, we've said this before. We didn't tell you that the registration page is right there. You click on the WIN Big Event, and it goes to an explanation. You can click on to see the whole program, and then at the right there is the registration, and it's only $97 for a single. Actually, you know what? Let's give them the discount. Let's give them the discount, Nicole.
Really? Oh, Paul,
yes.
Thank you so much for doing it.
Oh, you're welcome.
You lucky listeners.
Welcome.
You have no idea. Wow. Okay.
Okay, this is what we're going to do. You're going to go on to the, it says one day, $97. But for Nicole's listeners, we're going to do $97. That'll be for both days. And that includes lunch, both days. And all that we've been talking about. So $97 includes lunch for 2 days, and all you do is just put it on the line that says $97 one day, and we'll be able to know that it is actually for 2 days. If you do this, we'll be able to just connect this, and I'll be able to know because it is. If you go ahead and do it right now, we'll know that it's you. If you go ahead and make this decision, take action
well, now
right now
you.
Because I'll know that today, this is Sunday the 15th, September 15th, that we'll know that everybody who registered right now on this day, you get the 2-for-1 special. It's actually 2 days for only $97, which is our one-day price. Is that good?
That's amazing. Oh, Paula, thank you so much for doing that. And
You're
I can't
welcome.
Wait. I'm so excited. And when are you coming to Los Angeles? Are you coming in Thursday?
Wednesday. No, I'm Wednesday. Coming in Wednesday. Yes.
Okay, well, I'm so excited
Wonderful.
To see you. And I'm so
thank
thrilled
you. I'm
to be
so
part of this
to
event.
You.
And
I honor you. Yes, Nicole is our co-director, and she's done a magnificent job, and I absolutely want her part of the WIN the rest of her life because she is such an angel. You are a magnificent human being, Nicole Brandon. There's no other woman like you that I've ever met. You have so many talents in so many areas. You know, you're an actress, you're a writer, you're everything that you are. You are And one of the dearest friends, you want Nicole as your friend. And everyone on the line is probably nodding your head enthusiastically. But she is magnificent, just an amazing human being. You're all blessed to be able to listen to her each week.
And I am so blessed, Paula, to know you. And such an honor and a privilege. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. And I hope to have all your listeners there.
Absolutely.
All right, sweetheart.
Thank you. I'll see you in a couple days.
Thanks, Nicole. Bye-bye.
Oh, this is going to be such an amazing event. I'm so excited. I'm so thrilled that she's going to be part of this. And, gosh, listen to that lineup. It's just absolutely magnificent. So I look forward to seeing you there at the Bonaventure Hotel Friday and Saturday this coming up, the 20th and 21st from 9 to 6. And I cannot believe she's giving you this incredible discount. So absolutely sign up today. Let me know if you can that, you know, you're there and I, you know, come be with me, be in our VIP section. We would absolutely love that. We have an Hourglass Bride section, so come and join us. Wishing you all a wonderful week. This is Nicole Brandon with Hourglass Brides. See you at the WIN.